Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
I hope tonight you can hear me.
我希望你们都能今天可以听得我很清楚。
We had more than just a few challenges yesterday.
我们昨天甚至有好多的这样的挑战。
But thank the Lord, we believe He is still with us.
但是感谢主，我们相信他与我们同在。
And we thank the Lord that His word never fails.
我们感谢主，他的话永不失败。
We may fail.
我们可能失败。
Our computers may fail.
我们的电脑也可能失败。
But He never fails.
但是神永不失败。
And not only that,
不止如此。
He makes the great promise to us.
他也给我们这样极大的应许。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会丢弃我们，也不会远离我们。
What a wonderful fact that is.
这是何等奇妙的应许。
Our brother Marco mentioned numerous difficulties we've been going through since the beginning of the year.
我们叶弟兄刚才提到在今年初以来很多的困难。
But there is one thing certain in all of these trials we go through.
但是我们相信有很多的这样的试炼。
There is an end in view.
这里面都要有一个终点。
And there's a great purpose in everything that we go through.
所有我们所经历的都有一个神的旨意。
And the one who controls that great purpose is the one who promises, I will never leave you or forsake you.
这个有最终目的的就是那位应许我们不丢弃我们的神。
I would just like to read a few of the text verses on my heart tonight.
我们先读几处在我心中的经文。
Look again at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
我们再读希伯来书第二章的第十节，我们的主题经文。
I think by now you know this is the theme verse.
这是我们这个特会的主题经文。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation.Through sufferings.
原来那位万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合一的。
And there's another number of verses I'd like to read from John's Gospel.
我们也读约翰福音的一些的经节。
I think you all know this is...The story about Nicodemus.
我们都知道这个故事是讲到尼格底母。
Look at chapter 3 of John's Gospel.
约翰福音第三章。
We'll read verses 1 through 12.
从第一节到十二节。
Now I'll read one, and then our brother Larry will read one.
我们一节一节读。
But there was a man from among the Pharisees, his name Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼格底母，是犹太人的官。
He came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art come, a teacher from God, for none can do these things that thou doest unless God be with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣，说拉比，我们知道你是从由神那里来做师傅的。因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except anyone be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus says to him, How can a man be born being old?Can he enter a second time into the womb of his mother and be born? Jesus answered.
尼格底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except anyone be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说, 我实实在地告诉你, 人若不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not wonder that I have said to thee, it is needful that you should be born anew.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
The wind blows where it will, and thou hearest its voice, but knowest not whence it comes and where it goes. Thus is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be?
尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？
Jesus answered him and said to him, Thou art the teacher of Israel and knowest not these things?
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that which we know, and we bear witness to that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness.
我实实在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
In the last verse, verse 12, if I have said the earthly things to you, you would, and ye believe not. Let me begin again. If I have said the earthly things to you, and ye believe not, how, if I say the heavenly things to you, will you believe?
第12节最后一节，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们开始有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful we could be together again tonight.
主，我们何等感恩，我们可以在你的名下一同聚集。We
tell you, Lord, that all we want to do is hear what you have to share with us.
我们在这里就是要听你要向我们所说的话。We
give this time over to the Holy Spirit.
我们把这个时间交在圣灵的手中。And
we say, Lord, speak, your servant heareth.
我们说。 主啊，你说，夫人静听。Lord,
we gladly conclude that our words are no good.
我们也特别高兴说，我们自己的话没有什么用处。Your
words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。You
have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。To
whom shall we go?
我们还随同谁呢？
Lord, Larry and I confess our utter dependence on you tonight to speak to us once again.
主，我们说话的要完全的来仰望你的带领。And
if you do, we certainly will give you all the glory and honor.
你会带领我们，我们就把荣耀完全归给你。In
Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣宝贵的名求。Amen.
Amen. Well, I think you know the whole burden that the Lord has laid upon my heart this weekend comes from Hebrews 2, verse 10.
我相信大家都明白，这个周末神给我的负担是在于希伯来书二章十节。There's
that wonderful phrase, bringing many sons to glory.
这里有一个非常美的话，讲到领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
I feel like this phrase is of tremendous importance.
我实在是感到这句话是何等的重要。It
reveals God's heart for man from the beginning.
它显示出神在起初就向人所定的旨意。It
reveals the predetermined will of God from the beginning.
是神所预定的，从开始就有的对人的旨意。
It tells us what the destiny of man is.
是讲到人的归宿。
And that destiny is sonship.
这个归宿就讲到儿子的名分。
Now what does that mean, our destiny is sonship?
什么是说我们的归宿和儿子的名分呢？
It means that we're made into the image of his only son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
是讲到我们要磨成他独生爱子的形象。
Last night, when we spoke about the privilege of sonship, we made it clear there is only one son in the Lord's heart.
昨天晚上我们交通到儿子名分的那个特权的时候，我们讲到这只有一个神的独生子。
Our Lord Jesus is the center of God's thought.
我们主耶稣是神的他所有的思想中的中心。
And his divine intention is for all that he saves that they be conformed and transformed.Into the image of this only son.
他这个神圣的旨意就是使所有的得救的都能够被改变，能够成为神儿子的模样。
This is what it means bringing many sons to glory.
这就是说到使许多的儿子进荣耀的意思。
You remember last night we talked a lot about rights and privileges.
你记得我们昨晚讲到权利和特权。
It's absolutely clear in the Word of God that the only one who has the right is the Lord Jesus.
在神的话语中特别的清楚，就是只有一位神，主耶稣，神的儿子有这样的权利。
He has the single right as the Son of God.
他作为神的儿子有那个独一的权利。
He has the single right as the Son of Man.
他也有作为人子的那个独有的权利。
No one can compare with him.
没有人可以与他相比拟。
All of God's glory rests upon him.
所有神的荣耀都在他的身上。
And all of God's glory is reserved for him.
所有神的荣耀都是为他预备。
And yet the most wonderful thing happens.
但是非常奇妙的一件事情。
This right that is the Lord's alone.
这个权利是独一属于主自己的。
This is extended to us as the ultimate privilege.
却被赐给我们成为我们终极的特权。
We said it was an exclusive right.
我们知道这个权利是排外独一的权利。
It is his alone.
是只有他的权利。
And yet this privilege of being made sons is granted to us.
但是这个特权让我们能够进入神的众子当中，这样的权利是却给了我们。
It is extended to us.
他赐给了我们。
God in his mercy has made that which is alone for the Lord Jesus.
这个出于神怜悯，把这个只属于神儿子的权成为我们的特权。
To be extended to all of his children.
能够把他赐给所有神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we will be with him forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们要与他同在，直到永远。
We will see his glory, unveiled glory.
我们会看到他的荣耀，并且向我们彰显。
We will share his glory as ones that are divine. He is the only one.
我们可以与这位只有他是神圣的那一位分享荣耀。
But we will participate in his glory.
但是我们可以来也参与他的荣耀。
There cannot be a higher privilege than this.
没有更大的特权像这样的。
We said that this privilege was never extended to any being except man.
我们讲到这个特权没有赐给其他的受造之物，只给了人。
Hebrews chapter 2 makes it clear it wasn't extended to the angels.
希伯来书二章讲到，甚至天使都没有受到这样的特权。
But it was extended to the seed of Abraham.
却给了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
How tremendous that is.
这是何等不可思议的。
The last thing we talked about is this is the highest purpose imaginable.
昨天我们也最后提到，这是实在是最高的一个目标。
Listen to this verse again in Romans 8, verse 29.
在罗马书第八章的第二十九节中讲到。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
What a grand destiny!
这是何等伟大的这样的一个目标。
What a high purpose this is!
这是何等伟大的一个归宿和目标。
Now, brothers and sisters, tonight, today, we want to continue to look at this subject.
弟兄姊妹，我们要继续的来分享这个的主题。
The thought on my heart this afternoon is, how do sons begin?
我心中的负担是讲到这个儿子是如何开始的。
We want to look at the beginning of sonship.
我们要来看这个儿子的起初。
The burden on my heart this afternoon is the birth of sons.
我今天下午的负担是讲到儿子们的出生。
There are three things that I would like for us to consider.
有三件事情我们来一起思考。
First, there is the necessity of new birth.
是讲到我们新生的这样的必要性。
You begin to see that it is an absolute necessity.
你就会慢慢看到这个新生是完全的不可缺少的必要。
Secondly, I want us to look and consider the response of newborn sons.
第二点，我们要看这些新生儿的反应。
This response is absolutely very clear in the scripture.
在圣经中讲到这个新生儿子们的反应是非常的清楚的。
If this response is not in your heart, then you're not a son of God.
若是你的心中没有这样的一个反应，你就不是从神而生的。
And then we'll look at the condition of newborn sons.
然后第三，我们会来看到这些新生儿子们的光景。
The word of God makes it very clear what the condition of newborn sons is.
神的话也在新生儿子的光景上非常清楚地向我们显明。
And from that condition, it brings them to that condition that they ought to be.
从那个的光景要把我们带到他们应有的光景。
So moving from last night to tonight,There's something I'd like to make clear.
从昨天到今天，我想给大家讲明。
Not only is sonship the ultimate privilege.
不仅这个儿子的名分是一个极终极的特权。
Sonship is the process.
儿子的名分也是一个过程。
It begins with new birth.
是从我们重生新生开始。
It continues with the preparation of sons to maturity.
但继续到预备这个儿子能够达到成熟。
And it ends with these mature sons partaking of his glory.
最终的终结是这些儿子们会参与到神儿子的荣耀中。
This is the progression of the thought of sonship.
这就是一个渐进的一个在神儿子名分上的一个主题。
Now, I don't mean this to be a gospel message.
我不是特别讲到福音的信息。
But we need to absolutely understand the necessity of new birth.
但是我们要一定清楚明白新生的必要性。
Think about it. How do sons begin?
我们可以想象这些从哪里开始呢？
Just like in natural life, it begins with birth.
天然的生命类似的是从一个新生开始。
So in the spiritual realm, it begins with new birth.
所以从属灵的生命上也一样，是从一个重生开始。
Look at John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13.
我们看到约翰福音的一章的11到12节。
He came to his own, and his own received him not.But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be the children of God, to those that believe on his name, who have been born not of blood, nor of flesh's will, nor of man's will, but of God.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
These few verses give us a comprehensive understanding of new birth.
这几节的经文就给我们一个非常全面的一个新生的这样的光景。
When it says he came unto his own and his own received him not, it's speaking of the Jews.
他这里讲到他在世界世界也是说他造的，世界却不认识他，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
It goes on to explain that to become a child requires birth.
这是讲到我们需要这样的一个新生。
It goes on further to explain that new birth, the only way it can happen is through believing.
也继续的解释，这个新生是借着信而得到的。
It's the only thing required.
是这个唯一需要的，就是信他名。
It goes on to explain that this is not natural birth, but this is birth from God himself.
神的话继续解释，这不是一个天然生命的出生，而是从神生的。
This is the beginning of sonship.
这是我们这个儿子名分的开始。
Without this, you can never be a son, and you can never mature. You can never be a child of God, and you can never mature as a son of God.
没有这一点，你不可能成为神的儿女，也不可能成长成熟，能够成为神儿子的模样。
Brothers and sisters, even in the natural realm, childbirth is a miracle.
弟兄姊妹们，甚至在天然的生命中，孩子们出生是一个非常大的一个这样的神迹奇事。
I don't know how many of you know Linda in my story.
我不知道大家有多少知道我和我太太Linda 的这样的故事。
We were unable to have children.
我们当初没有办法怀孕。
It was impossible for us to have children.
没有办法来生孩子。
And I'll never forget when we used to go shopping or to the mall and Linda would see a mother with a child and a stroller, I would never forget.How it would break her heart.
我常常很难忘记，当琳达那个时候看到有些母亲带着孩子在商贸里面的时候，她会非常的伤心。
So we thought with the help of modern medicine, maybe, just maybe, we could have children.
我们当时想，可能用一些这样的医学的药物，我们可以或许可以生得到孩子。
We tried the fertility drugs, but nothing worked.
我们吃一些使人怀孕的这药，但是没有作用。
And one day, Linda almost died from complications due to her diabetes.
有一天，我姊妹差一点因为她的血糖高而丧失生命。
I'll never forget those days.
我没办法忘记这些事情。
We went to the hospital. We didn't know she would even make it out of the hospital.
我们就抓紧去了这个医院，我们甚至都不知道她能不能活着出来。
And Linda gave up that idea of ever having children.
我的姊妹就不想以后再怀孕了。
Thank God she survived.
感谢主，她活下来了。
But after that time, a miracle happened.
但是过了那个事情，有一件神迹发生了。
We thought maybe we would give the drugs another opportunity.
我们想可能我们需要再试一下用药的。
We never got to that point.
但是我们没有到了那个时候。
I remember even getting the drugs from the pharmacy.
我记得在药店里要开出这个药来。
And I remember we never took the drugs.
我也记得还没有服这个药。
And I remember thinking, should we go to the doctor?
我还记得那个时候我还犹豫，我们是不是要再去看一次医生。
And I remember we went to the doctor and we discovered that she was pregnant.
我也记得下一个事记得就是我们到医生那儿去，医生却发现她已经怀孕了。
This was a miracle.
这实在是个神迹。
I remember when Jonathan was born.
当我们的孩子约拿丹生下来的时候。
I remember naming him Jonathan.
我记得我给他起名叫约拿丹。
This means a gift of God.
他的名字的意思就是从神来的礼物。
Natural childbirth is a miracle.
天然生命出生都是神迹。
But brothers and sisters, spiritual childbirth is a far more exceeding great miracle.
属灵的这样的出生是一个更大的一个属神的一个神迹。
This verse we read in John chapter 1, verse 12.
我们刚才读的约翰一章的第十二节。
Says to them he gave the right to be called children of God.
这里讲到他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
You remember last night we talked so much about rights and privileges.
你记得我们昨天晚上讲到很多权利与特权。
This wasn't a right.
这不是一个权利。
This was a privilege.
这是一个特权。
This was extended to us.
这是个赐给我们的特权。
I think the King James Version got it better.
这个钦定本的说得更好。
To them he gave the power to be children of God.
就是他就赐他们能力。
Or I like even better Young's literal translation. It says, to them he gave the authority to be children of God.
有一个 Young 的这样的一个更加接近本意的这样的一个翻译是讲到是就赐他们权柄来做神的儿女。
Sonship begins with new birth.
儿子的名分是从新生开始。
It's an absolute necessity. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们要看到,
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章,
verses 14 and 15.
14,
Not as chiding do I write these things to you, but as my beloved children, I admonish you. For if you should have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the glad tidings. I entreat you, therefore, to be my imitators.
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。你们学基督的师傅虽有一万，为父的却是不多。因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们，所以我求你们效法我。The
purpose of the gospel was to bring the lost to new birth.
福音的目的就是把那些失丧的人能够带进到新生。This
is what it means to be born again.
这就是重生的意义。We're
born of the Spirit.
我们是从灵而生。We're
made a new creation in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里成为新造的人。
Brothers and sisters, I think this story in John chapter 3 about Nicodemus is the most clear presentation of the necessity of new birth.
弟兄姊妹，约翰福音第三章关于尼哥底母的故事是一个圣经中最清楚地讲到这个新生必要的境界。In
this section of scripture, it is absolutely clear that we cannot be children of God without being born again.
这里讲到我们没有可能成为神的儿女而没有重生。And
it's absolutely clear that absent this, we will never be made into full-grown sons.
也没有这一点，我们也不可能成为长大成人的儿子。
When you look at John chapter 3, there are some remarkable verses.
我们看到约翰福音第三章的时候有非常了不起的经文。And
these remarkable verses are about a remarkable man named Nicodemus.
这些了不起的经文是讲到一个了不起的人，就是尼哥底母。It
begins, but there was a man, Nicodemus.
开始他说有一个人叫 尼哥底母,
he was remarkable.
他实在是了不起。Look
at the things it says about Nicodemus.
这里讲到尼哥底母的时候怎么说呢?
It says in verse 1 that he was a man from among the Pharisees.
在第一节他讲他是个法利赛人。This
was the strictest sect of Judaism.
这是在犹太界中最严谨的一个教门。This
was the highest spiritual order in Judaism.
在犹太教中的最高的属灵地位的人。If
you were a Pharisee, you were at the top of the level of Judaism.
若是你是法利赛人，你就在犹太教中是上层的人物。
It goes further about this most remarkable man.
这个了不起的人有更多的。In
verse 1, it also says he was a ruler of the Jews.
他讲到他是犹太人的官。That
means he was a ruler of the most elite ruling class, the Sanhedrin.
这是讲到他是这个犹太教中的
There were only 70 people in the Sanhedrin and one president.
那个工会中只有70个这样的管理的成员和一个主席。
This was an elite group.
这是一个非常，一个高层的这样的人物的集团。
They presided over everything that had to do with Jewish life, civil and judicial.
他们就会掌管这些犹太人的，无论是民事还是法律方面所有的生活。
You remember the Lord Jesus stood before a sham trial of this Sanhedrin before he was crucified.
当我们的主上十字架之前，他也在曾在这样犹太人的公会前受审。
You remember what the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus?
你记得主耶稣怎么对尼哥底母说吗？
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节，约翰福音三章。
He said, Thou art the teacher of Israel, and you know not these things?
他说你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
Well-known Bible scholars understand this definite article, the.
这些有名的这些圣经的学者知道这里用的这个先生呢是有个定冠词。
To understand what the Lord Jesus was saying, you have to read it with the right emphasis.
当我们读主话的时候，我们需要知道他的这个重点。
Thou art the teacher of Israel, the teacher, and you know not these things?
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的那先生，还不明白这事吗？
This was a remarkable man by any standard.
这是一个按照任何标准都是一个非常了不起出色的人。
You think about it, what a spiritual pedigree he had.
想一想他在属灵上是何种特出种类的一个人呢？
Just think about the resume that Nicodemus had.
尼哥底母实在有个很强的这样的一个简历。
Nobody in Israel could compare to this resume.
没有人在以色列能够比他的这个简历更强的。
But there was another thing about Nicodemus that was remarkable.
另一件事情，尼哥底母也十分的了不起。
He was a humble.Seeker of God, unlike many of the Pharisees.
他不像其他的法利赛人，他是一个非常谦卑寻求的人。
In verse 2, it says, Rabbi, we know that thou art come, a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that thou doest unless God is with him.
第二节，尼哥底母说的话说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
He was a sincere.
他是个非常特别恳切的人。
He was humble.
是个谦卑的。
He was a seeker of God.
是一个寻求神的人。
Now, can you find a better man than this Nicodemus?
你能不能够再发现一个人比尼哥底母更好的呢？
I have often said that Nicodemus is the best of Adam's race.
我常常说尼哥底母代表了在亚当族类当中最好的。
I have often said that Nicodemus is the finest of Israel's sons.
我也常说尼哥底母是以色列儿子当中那个最上等的最好的最出色的。
I've been very influenced in my life by Brother G. Campbell Morgan.
我被这个 Campbell Morgan 弟兄呢有很大的影响。
Campbell Morgan said that Nicodemus would seem to have been one of the finest products of Jerusalem.
摩根弟兄说呢，尼哥底母似乎就是在耶路撒冷所生产的最好的产品。
Now let me make it very clear why I'm going to this much trouble about Nicodemus.
我来告诉你为什么我要这么详细讲到尼哥底母。
If there was ever a natural man that could be a child of God, it must be Nicodemus.
若是有一个天然的人能够成为神的儿子，那应该尼哥底母可以算一个。
If there was ever a person that could be a son of God, it must be Nicodemus.
若是有一个人能够成为神的儿子，那他应该就是尼哥底母。
He is a remarkable man.
他是个了不起的人。
You know, the Bible tells us what natural man is like. Look at Romans chapter 3. I think you all know these verses.
你知道我们圣经中怎么讲到这些天然的人？我们可以看罗马书的三章。
Romans chapter 3, 9 through 12.
罗马书第三章的九到十二节。
What is it then? Are we better? No, in no wise. For we have before charged both Jews and Greeks with being all under sin.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因为我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。
Listen to this conclusion.
我们来听这个结论。
According as it is written, there is not a righteous man, not even one.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
There is not the man that understands. There is not the man that seeks after God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
All have gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There is not one that practices goodness. There is not so much as one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无有，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
That's a remarkable statement.
这是何等了不起的这样的一个断言。
Brothers and sisters, that's the word of God.
这是神的话，弟兄姊妹们。
Surely this best of Israel's sons would be make a fine child of God.
应该这个最好的以色列的弟儿子当中最好的能成为神的儿子。
Surely he would make an exquisite son of God.
他能够成为那个特别的神的儿子。
But the conclusion is it's impossible.
但是神的话的结论就是不可能。
This is our condition.
这是我们的光景。
You remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1?
你记得在以弗所书的第二章第一节中怎么讲吗？
It's even more graphic than what it says in Romans.
甚至比罗马书中讲的更加有这个这样的画面的感觉。
It says, and you being dead in your offenses and sins,in which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Do you understand what this says?
你明白这是在讲什么吗？
This says our condition as a human being is incurable.
这是讲到我们作为人的光景是没有办法医治的。
This even goes further than saying that.
甚至更加说到。
This says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins.
是讲到我们已经死在过犯罪恶之中了。
The best of man.
这人最好的。
Nicodemus is dead in his trespasses and sins.
像尼哥底母的这样的人也是死在过犯罪恶当中。
The greatest murderer is dead in his trespasses and sins.
最大的这个凶手杀人犯是死在罪恶过犯中。
We are all dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们所有的人都是死在过犯罪恶之中。
This is the reason we need to be born again.
这就是我们为什么要重生的原因。
It is the only treatment for this fatal condition.
这是在我们这个无可救药的这件事情上唯一的可以救的地方。
I've had people argue with me.
我有人和我争论。
They said I can't be dead. I'm walking. I'm breathing. I'm talking. How can I be dead?
他们说我也说话，也走路，也做这事做那事。我怎么可能是死的？
I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase "dead man walking."
我不知道你有没有听这个字啊，说到是行尸走肉。
But that's exactly what we are. We are dead men walking before we know the Lord.
这实在是我们的光景，在我们信主之前，我们就是行尸走肉。
I don't even know if you know where that phrase comes from.
我们不知道你知不知道这个词儿是从哪来的。
But when a person is convicted of a capital crime and put on death row, he is awaiting his ultimate judgment.
当一个人犯了死刑而要去受刑之前，
he's a dead man.
他是定他已经是死人。
He just hasn't been executed yet.
他只不过是还没有行刑在他身上。
And everyone that walks upon the face of this earth is a dead man walking that hasn't received their final judgment.
若是人在地上的不信主的都是像刚才讲的这个死人在走动，因为还没有受到审判。
We've made society so politically correct now we can't say these things.
我们现在要讲究政治上正确，所以我没有办法向人说这样的话。
But in the old days, when you were on death row and you were waiting your execution,
在以前的日子里，若是你是死囚犯，在等着被行刑的时候，
There was a day when you would walk from what they call the death row.
在有一天你要经过一个地方要去刑场的时候，
and you would walk to the death house where the execution was to take place.
你要进到那个受刑的地方。
And when you would take that lonely walk,
当你独自要走上那个路的时候，
all the other prisoners on death row would say out in a solemn way over and over again.
那些所有那些在死囚的这个行列中的人都会这样的说。
They would say, "Dead man walking."
就是讲到死人行走。
And they would say again, "Dead man walking."
他们会重复的说死人行走。
And they would say again, "Dead man walking."
又会重复死人行走。
This is our condition without Christ.
这是我们没有基督我们的光景。
You may argue with me.
你也可能和我争论。
You may think you're quite a fine person. Think you might even think you're as fine as Nicodemus.
你也可能你很不错，甚至像尼哥底母那样优秀。
But the Lord had one word for Nicodemus.
但是我们的主对尼哥底母只有一个话。
He said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again."
他说，尼哥底母，你必须重生。
In John chapter 3, verse 3, he said, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
约翰福音三章三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
You know, that word except in the English version is capitalized.
你知道那个在英文的当中说到那个有一个字的时候是大写的。
He didn't just say it once to Nicodemus.
他不仅一次这样说，
He said it three times to Nicodemus.
他三次，主耶稣三次向尼哥底母这样说。
In verse 5, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第五节，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And surely Nicodemus didn't know what he was saying.
实在尼格底姆不明白主所说的话。
And surely he wondered what he was saying.
尼格底姆也在试图明白主说的话。
And the Lord concluded with these words.
我们的主却这样的总结。
In verse 7, he said, Do not wonder that I say to thee, It is needful that you should be born again.
这里也讲到，耶稣说：“你不要稀奇，我说你要来这个重生，必须重生。
I like the way the old Authorized King James Version puts it.
”我很喜欢这个旧版的鉴定版的圣经说的这句话，
It says you must be born again.
讲到你们必须重生。
There is no other cure for your condition.
在你的这个光景当中，没有别的办法得救。
There is no other hope for you as an individual.
作为一个人，个人，你没有其他的盼望。
Here is my question for all of us.
这是这里我有一个对大家的问题。
Have you been born again?
你有没有重生呢？
I think many of us that grow up in Christian homes don't know what this means.
我知道大家很多人是在基督徒的家庭中长大，也不明白这是什么问题呢？
I think some of us that come into the church don't understand the great necessity of what the Lord Jesus was speaking of.
我知道有很多去教会的人不明白我们主所讲的这个重生的特别的必要性。
Many of us are like Nicodemus.
很多人像尼哥底母一样。
Many of us have religious background.
很多人都有宗教的背景，
Many of us are good people.
很多人也是好人。
You always have to put an asterisk by that, by the way, because the Lord said to the rich young ruler, None is good but God.
你需要把那个好引起来，因为主对这个年轻的富贵官说的话，就是没有人除了神以外，没有人是好的。
If we're going to be a son of God, we must understand that the only way is through new birth.
我们要知道，若是我们要想成为神的儿子，这唯一的道路就是通过重生。
I'll never forget the day I was born again.
我永远也不会忘记我重生的那个日子。
It was in February 2nd, 1972.
是1972年的2月2号。
And I didn't even know what was going to happen that evening.
我甚至都不知道那天晚上要发生什么事情。
And yet I met the living God in such a way I knew I was born again, wholly new, a new creation in Christ Jesus.
但是我确实的明白，那天我就遇到了这位永生的神，而且得到了他宝贵的救恩。
I want to appeal to the young people.
我想对于我们当中的年轻人这样的来说，
Do you know you are born again?
你知不知道你是重生的？
Do you know you are a new creation in Christ Jesus?
你是知不知道你是在基督里是新造的人？
I want to appeal to people that have been in the church for decades.
我也要向那些常常聚会多年的， 来这样问。
Are you certain you are born again?
你确定你是重生得救的吗？
This is not an option.
这不是一个你选择可以选择的事情。
This is a necessity.
是一个必须的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if we had this one thing,
弟兄姊妹们，如果是有这一件事情，
then we are a child of God.
我们就是神的儿女。
And if we are born again, then we are on our way to be a son of the living God.
若是我们是重生的，我们就走在这条成为神儿子的道路上。
The second thing I want us to talk about tonight.
第二件我要给大家交通的。
How do you know if you're born again?
你怎么知道你已经得救了？
There's a response in those that are born again.
在那些重生的人，他有反应。
Something happens in your spirit and you know you were born again.
在你的灵里面发生了事情，你知道你是重生的。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us what the response of newborn sons is.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们重生得救的他的反应是什么？
If we're born again, there will be a spiritual response.
若是我们重生的，我们就有属灵的反应。
And that spiritual response will be the very evidence that we are sons of God.
这个属灵的反应就证明我们在神的儿子的名分上有份。
There are three verses in the New Testament that tell us what the spiritual response is.
在圣经中有三处我们可以提出来，来说明这个新生的儿子的反应。
Turn with me to Mark's Gospel.
在马可福音当中。
Chapter 14, verse 36.
14章的36节。
This is the Lord Jesus in his darkest hour at Gethsemane.
这是主在他在科西玛尼最黑暗的时候。
Or let me put it different. He was preparing for his darkest hour.
或者是说他在准备他最黑暗的所要面对的。
And it says this.
这里讲到。
And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Take away this cup from me, but not what I will, but what thou will.
他说，阿爸父啊。在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
This was the heart-to-heart response of the son to the father.
这是儿子对于父那个从心到心的这样的一个反应。
This was the heart-to-heart response in the darkest hour.
这是在最黑暗的时候，主所从心中发出的对他父神的一个反应。
This was our Lord's response in his deepest agony.
这是我们主在他最极大的痛苦当中所做的反应。
You remember that graphic description of the Lord Jesus where it talks about sweat as great drops of blood?
你记得那时候圣经用图画像图画一样写出我们主的痛苦，汗珠如大雪点。
Can you imagine such suffering?
你能够想象这样的痛苦吗？
I can hardly take it in.
我实在是很难了解。
But he had one response in that moment.
但是他的反应是这样的。
And that one response was Abba, Father.
这一个的反应就是说到阿爸父。
What does that mean?
这是说明什么呢？
Now, Abba is a transliteration from the Aramaic, which was the common language spoken in Jesus' day.
阿爸就是这个阿拉米语，在也就是在主耶稣那个时候所说的一个通用的语言。
It just simply means God is Father.
是讲到像父亲一样的神。
In the second word after Abba, it says Abba, Father, is Greek word translated to literally mean Father.
第二个词讲到这个父亲，实际上就是从希腊文翻译过来的，它的原本的意思就是父亲。
This is the response of the Son, our Lord Jesus.
这是那个神的爱子的主耶稣的反应。
Can our response be any different?
我们的反应或者是这样的，是不是应该不同呢？
This is the response he's looking for in his children.
这是神对于他的儿女们所要的反应。
Look at Romans 8:15.
在罗马书的第八章第十五节。
For you have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
This phrase, the spirit of adoption, literally means sonship.
这里所讲的这个被所被收养，就是讲到我们的儿子的名分。
What we have received is sonship itself.
我们所得到的就是儿子的名分。
We have been spiritually adopted.
我们在属灵，从灵的生命上被神所收养。
He shares with his adopted sons all that he has.
他把他收养的儿子的给他所有的都与他的儿子分享。
The riches of his grace.
这样非常丰富的恩典。
The surpassing riches of his grace.As it says in Ephesians.
像以弗所书中讲到那个极丰富的恩典。
Now, our response should be the same response as the Lord Jesus.
所以我们的反应应该和我们的主耶稣一样的反应。
It says in Romans 8:15, our response should be Abba, Father.
在罗马书八章十五节讲到我们的这样的反应就应该是呼叫阿巴父。
This is the response of sons.
这是儿子们应有的反应。
This is the evidence of sonship.
这是我们得到儿子名分的证据。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
在哥林多后书的第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Verse 17 and 18.
十七十八节。
Wherefore, come out from the midst of them and be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be to you as a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters.saith the Lord Almighty.
又说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
What a comforting word this is.
这是何等令人安慰的话。
When we're born again,
当我们重生得救的时候，
When we receive the necessity of new birth,
当我们得到这个必须的新生的时候，
we have the response of sons of God.
我们可以作为神的儿子们来回应。
And that response is Abba, Father.
这个回应就是呼叫阿巴父。
There's no more important response for a son of God than this.
没有比这更重要的对于神的儿子对父神的反应。
You know, something happened that was tremendous after the Lord's resurrection.
在主耶稣复活以后，有很特别的事情发生。
Something happened in our relationship with God.
就是我们与神的关系发生了变化。
This is what the Lord said to... Hold on, Larry. I think I'm back. Am I back, Larry? My computer went out.
Yes, you are back.
Ah,
yeah, you are good.
Thank you. Maybe somebody pulled the switch, I was thinking, but that didn't happen.
You are good.
Thank you. No, I'm not good. Only one is good. It is God. But something tremendous happened when the Lord was raised from the grave.
有非常了不起的事情发生，当我们的主复活的时候。
John chapter 20 verse 17 says this.
约翰福音的第二十章的十七节这样讲。
Jesus said this to Mary Magdalene.
耶稣就对莫大拉的玛利亚这样说。
Jesus says to her, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but I go, but go to my brethren." And say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and I ascend to my God and your God.
耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
Once we are a new creature in Christ, we have a new response to the Father.
若是当我们成为在基督里面成为新造的人，我们就有一个新的这样的一个反应。
And that response that we have to the Father is same as the Lord Jesus had to the Father.
我们对于父的这样的回应，就像主耶稣对父神的反应一样。
Now his Father is our Father.
他的父就是我们的父。
Now his God is our God.
他的神就是我们的神。
Now we say like the Lord Jesus, Abba, Father.
所以我们就要像主耶稣一样说阿爸父。
What a blessed change this is.
这是何等蒙福的变化。
This is the response of sons.
这是儿子们应有的反应。
In Galatians chapter 4 that we read some last night.
在加拉太书第四章，我们昨晚已经读过的。
In verses 4 and 5, it tells us the whole work of God in the end is that we might receive sonship.
是讲到第四节、第五节是讲到神这个在终极的目的就是要让我们得到儿子的名分。
But in verses 6 and 7, it tells us what the response of sonship is.
第六、第七节是讲到我们作为儿子们的应该的回应。
This is the last place in the Bible this phrase occurs.
这是在圣经中讲到这个儿子名分的时候的比较靠后的。
But because you are sons, God has sent out the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, saying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer bondmen, but a son. But if a son, heir through God.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。即使儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
You think of the story of the prodigal son. I often think of it.
我们常常讲到那个浪子的故事。
He was a son.
他是一个儿子。
He was a very poor son.
他是一个不好的儿子。
You remember, he took what he had from the father. He went and wasted it.
你记得他把父亲的产业拿去挥霍尽光。
And And you remember one day he came to his senses.
你记得他有一天就突然醒悟过来。
And all he could think of was the slaves in his father's house had it better than with him eating the husk of pig's food.
他想在他父亲家中，就是那奴仆，也比他现在吃猪食更好。
He was happy to be a bondman.
他甚至愿意做奴仆。
He was happy to return as a slave.
他甚至愿意回家做父亲的奴仆。
But the Father in his mercy would not do it.
但是父亲怜恤他，不会这样做。
You remember he saw him from afar off.
你知道他在看到儿子时候在很远的地方。
And he said, bring the best robe.
他说把上好的衣服拿来。
And bring the ring.
把那戒指也拿来。
And kill the fatted calf.
把那最肥的牛犊宰掉。
For my son who was dead is now alive.
因为我这个儿子是已经死了，现在活了。How
wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
We are no longer bondmen, but we are sons.
我们不再是奴仆。
Brothers and sisters, this is the response that God is looking for.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在我们身上要得到的回应。Now
let me share one last thing with you.
我给弟兄姊妹再讲的一件事。The
necessity of new birth is the first essential thing.
这个作为我们重生是我们第一个最重要的必须的事。The
response of sons is the absolutely important thing.
这个作为儿子的反应也是一个非常重要的事。But
then we must also understand what is the condition of these newborn sons.
但是我们也需要了解新生儿的光景。Natural
birth begins with infants and babes.
我们出生以后就是从婴孩开始。
Is no different for spiritual birth.
在属灵的生命上也没有什么不同。We're
infants and we're babes in Christ when we're born again.
当我们起初重生的时候，我们在基督里是婴孩。Sonship
is the progressive growth from infant sons to little children to full-grown sons.
儿子的名分就是从婴孩到长成小孩，然后最终成熟成为成熟的儿子。You
remember what Peter said in his epistle?
我们记得在彼得的书信当中。In
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 2 and 3 he said this.
在彼得前书的2章2到3节他这样讲。
As newborn babes desire earnestly the pure mental milk of the word, that by it you may grow up to salvation, indeed, if you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味， 就必如此。I
always say that newborn babes never eat steak.
我会说这样的新生儿不会吃牛排。But
as a new being, they desire the milk of the word, and they grow and continue to grow.
这个婴孩就爱慕那个纯净的神话语作为奶，然后他们就可以因此渐长，以致得救。
And newborn babes are lovely things.
这些婴孩是非常可爱的。Yeah,
I think everyone loves a baby.
每个人都喜欢这些婴孩。
It's kind of like puppies. Everyone loves puppies.
就像那个小狗刚生下来那样可爱。
I remember a famous saying of the writer Mark Twain.
我记得马克吐温这样讲。
He said, "The more I learn about people, the more I like my dog."
他说我越了解人，我就越喜欢我的狗。
Newborn babies naturally bring a smile to everybody's face.
刚生的婴孩儿，每个人看了都会很高兴，很笑逐颜开。
Yet all that lovable beauty hides their true condition.
这个非常可爱的外面里面藏着里面的情形。
Newborn babes can be very selfish.
新生儿可以非常的自私。
Newborn babes can be are absolutely self-centered.
这些婴孩儿啊，可以绝对的以他为自己为中心。
You know, when a newborn babe wants something to eat, they don't say, "Excuse me, would you please get me something to eat?"
婴孩儿在饿的时候，他不会说，对不起，你能给我些东西吃吗？
You remember they scream to the top of their lungs.
他会大声的能够呼喊。
Until you take care of their need.
直到你满足他的需要。
Newborn infants are self-centered.
这些刚出生的婴孩是以自我为中心。
I remember our second child, Justin.
我记得我第二个孩子出生的时候。
He was the fussiest kid you could ever imagine.
他是一个非常闹人的孩子。
I don't know if he had colic, but he was just so fussy that I nicknamed him Fussy Jus.
他这样闹人，所以我给他起的外号就叫闹人的 Justin.
And I'll never forget, one day I was at the end of my rope and I took Justin, who wouldn't stop screaming to the top of his lungs, and laid him in the middle of the floor and told Linda, "He's yours."
我记得有一次我就实在到了绝望的境地啊，没有办法使他安静下来，我就把他放在我们屋子当中的地方地板上，然后对我的妻子说，你来照顾他，我没有办法。
They can be so self-centered.
他们可以是以自我为中心，是如此的样子。
So cute, but so self-centered.
很逗人，但是却是以自我为中心。
You know, this is normal for babies. Everybody understands this about babies. But if you stay like this, the rest of your Christian life, it is a terrible tragedy.
我们都了解婴孩的这个阶段，这样表现是很自然的。但是我们若是长久的停留在这个阶段，我们就是非常可悲的。
The problem is, many of us believers never grow up to be sons.
但是我们的问题就是很多信主的神的儿女都不能长成为神的儿子。
We remain babies.
我们仍然是婴孩一样。
Self-centered.
以自我为中心。
You know, the Bible describes...Newborns in a certain way.
我们知道圣经呢，对于这个婴孩有不同的表述。
There are three Greek words that define what newborn children and young children are.
有三个的希腊文来表述，无论是婴孩还是小孩子。
I don't want us to take a lot of time thinking about this, but the Bible is absolutely clear about the condition of newborn sons.
我不想花太多时间，但是圣经讲到这个婴孩的时候是非常的清楚的。
All three of these words are translated in English as children.
三个的希腊文的表述在英文的翻译都是一个字，就是孩子们。
They can mean an infant.
可以是讲的婴孩。
They can mean a darling little child.
可以是小小孩。
They can mean a half-grown boy or girl.
可以是一个未成年的、还不成熟的男孩或女孩。
Or they can mean an immature little young child.
或是一个还没有成熟的年轻孩子。
The Bible is very careful about describing this condition called children.
圣经是非常清楚地表述这不同的阶段的孩子。
John, the apostle, used these words very often in his epistles.
使徒约翰在他的书信中常常讲到这些词。
He wrote,My little children, I write to you these things.
他讲到小子们呢，我将这些话写给你们。
He was very careful. He would even add the word little children, the translators added. My little children.
他这里讲了我小子们呢。
Another place he said, I write to you little children.Children, because you have known the Father.
另一处是讲到小子们呐，我写信给你，因为你认识父。
Brothers and sisters, think about that for a moment.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想。
Even the little children who are spoiled.
甚至这个小子们是，甚至是被惯坏的。
Even the little children who are self-centered.
甚至是那些非常以个人为中心的小子们。
Even those little children, they know the Father. How precious that is.
这些孩子们小子。这些小子们却是认识父啊，是何等的宝贵。
But then in the New Testament, there's a Greek word.That specifically is translated sons.
然后有一个字是这个希腊文中的，这个字是特别的讲到儿子。
This is the word that we see in Hebrews 2:10.
这就是我们读希伯来书二章十节中的那个儿子。
Bringing many sons to glory.
要领许多的儿子进荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is after.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神所要的。
He doesn't want us to stay in this condition where we're self-centered and everything is about our need and our wants.
他不是愿意让我们停留在这个阶段。以我们自己为中心，所有的事情都是围绕着我们的需要。
He wants to deal with us.
他要让我们来克服这些。
He wants to train us.
他要来训练我们。
He wants to mature us into full-grown sons.
他要使我们成熟，能够成为那个长大成人的儿子。
I remember years ago, our brother Stephen Kong said, the Adamic nature is very naked in a child.
我记得在多年以前，江守道弟兄呢，讲到呢，我们这个，亚当的这个性情在孩子的身上表现的是赤裸敞开的。
I remember talking to my own children and other people's children when I saw them acting up and said,There is little Adam in all of his glory.
当我看到我自己的孩子或者其他的孩子行为上以自我为中心的时候，我会这样说：你看，这是亚当，小亚当在荣耀中。
As newborn Christians, this is our state.
作为我们新生的婴孩，我们是这样的一个光景。
And from that day of new birth, the Lord is training us to be sons.
从那个时候开始，主就要来一步步的来训练我们成为儿子。
That is the whole explanation of our life on earth.
这就是我们一生所要被解释的。
The Lord is looking for mature sons.
我们的主是要找到那些成熟的儿子。
The Lord is not looking for self-centered sons.
主不是要那些以自我为中心的儿子。
The Lord is looking for sons that can take up his burden.
主要找那些儿子能够担负起他的这样的负担。
The Lord is looking for sons that can be involved in the Father's business.
主是要找这样的儿子向父亲以父亲的事为念。
And in the end, he is looking for sons that can bear spiritual responsibility.
最终要使这些儿子可以肩负起属灵的责任。
This is what the Lord is after.
这是主所要追求的，所要找到的。
Tonight, we're going to look at this next progression.
来继续进入到这个的题目。
It is the preparation of sons.
讲到儿子的预备。All
of his work is to prepare us to be those sons that are made in his image.
他所做的工作就是要来使这些儿子们来得到预备，能够磨成他儿子的形象。Dear
brothers and sisters, this is my burden for this afternoon.
弟兄姊妹，这是我下午神给我的负担。
We need to understand how sonship begins.
我们要明白这个儿子的名分是从何开始。
Sonship begins with new birth.
这个儿子的名分是从出生、重生或者新生开始。
It doesn't matter how good you are naturally.
不管你作为天然的人如何的好。
It doesn't matter how long you've lived in the church.
也不管你在教会中有成长多长时间。
It doesn't matter if you've just lived in the world.
也不是在于你在这个世界待了多久。
Brothers and sisters, we are all equal.
我们都是平等的，弟兄姊妹们。
That same word that came to Nicodemus must come to us.
那个对于尼哥底母所说的话，同样对于我们适用。You
must be born again.
你必须重生。And
if that comes to us, and if we experience it,
若是那个成为事实，我们经历了那个重生，then
we will have the one response that the Lord is looking for.
我们就会有那个主所要的那个回应。
This was the response of the Lord Jesus to his Father.
这是我们的主耶稣对他父神的这样的回应。This
is the response of the sons that are being brought to glory to the Father.
这也是要被带像粽子一样带到荣耀中的那些儿子们应有的反应。This
is the proof that we are a son of God.
这也是证明我们是神的儿子们。
It is Abba, Father.
这就是阿爸父。
And brothers and sisters, the last thing we need to understand is this.
弟兄姊妹们, 这最后一件事情我们要明白的。
When we are children, we are born with a certain condition.
我们是神的儿女, 我们就一出生就有一种的光景。
And that certain condition is self-centered.
这个光景就是讲到我们以自我为中心。All
we can do is think about what our needs are.
我们所能做的就是想到我们自己的需要。But
if we're going to be those sons that he is bringing to glory, he has to change our condition.
若是我们要想成为那些被带到荣耀中的粽子，他必须改变我们的这个光景。We
have to become mature sons.
我们要成为那个非常，就是成熟的儿子们。These
are the ones that will enjoy his thousand-year kingdom.
这些儿子们就会在千年的国度中可以享受他的同在。
This is what he's looking for.
这是他所要的。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we just commit back to you this word this afternoon.
天父，我们把所有我们讲的话都再交回到你的手中。
How we pray that the Holy Spirit would open our heart to receive your word.
我们来祷告，你的圣灵可以打开你的话，让我们能够接受。
Lord, we know that you're looking for sons.
主，我们知道你在寻找儿子们。
And we offer ourselves to you as those that you want to be your sons.
我们把我们自己交在你的手中，让愿你成为那你所寻找的儿子们。
We pray if anyone in the sound of my voice tonight hears this and is not born again, that the Holy Spirit would bring upon them the urgency, the necessity of being born again.
我们祷告，若是听到我们讲的这些话，而还没有重生得救的，他们愿意来，赶快的、积极的来重生得救。
And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will find in us the response, the adequate response of sons.
我们祷告，主耶稣能够在我们当中找到那个儿子们的那个正常的回应。
And we will say, Abba, Father.
我们要呼喊阿巴父。
Lord, mature us, train us, prepare us to be those sons you're bringing to glory.
主啊，使我们成熟，来训练我们，让我们能够成为那些成熟的儿子们。
That's what we believe you want.
我们也相信你会这样做。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.